Yo, today's QOD is your discipline is consistently keeping you back. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Jackson State University head football coach Deion Sanders on the show today. Also, of course, an NFL legend and Hall of Famer. And he's going to talk about discipline. He's going to give you what I like to call real talk, brutally honest talk about what it takes to be successful, what it takes to be great. And when I heard this talk for the first time, it reminded me of Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, two NBA legends, two of the greatest to ever do it. Magic Johnson, when his career was over, his basketball playing career was over, actually went back to coach the LA Lakers. And what he found was incredibly disappointing. Because you had all these players who talked about wanting to be great, wanting to be on that Magic Johnson level, but they had no discipline. They wanted to be in the club all the time. They wanted to play video games all the time, but they didn't want to put in the work. And that is really hard from the perspective of somebody like Magic Johnson who did the work. It's like, you guys want my results, but don't want to put in the work. Like, what is that? I don't understand what that is. Michael Jordan, same thing. He went back to play for the Washington Wizards, hoping that his work ethic would rub off on the other players. Didn't happen. You guys want to be great, but you don't want to do it. You don't want to be disciplined. This is something I deal with in my coaching and my courses all the time. People will pay good money. They will show up to the calls, but when it comes down to it, they will not do the work. Generally speaking, not talking about everybody. It is one of the most frustrating things in the world because what you say you want does not match the discipline that you have to do that. People want to play all the time. They want to be on social media. They want to watch Netflix. They want to do all this stuff. Like, you can't, you gotta say no to those things. If you really want what you say that you want. And another thing, if you want to be successful, if you want to be great, you have to be willing to accept brutally honest feedback. You got to look for, you got to ask for brutally honest feedback. That's the way you're going to get better. You can't get better if everybody always tells you, oh, that was great. Oh, that was a good idea. Many times it's not a good idea. Many times what you did was not great. Many times what you did needs some work. It needs some improvement. But when we give feedback or when you get feedback, you just crumble to pieces. This happens all the time. Like in my coaching, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. Like I can't say what I really want to say or I have to ask for permission to say what I really want to say because people are so fragile these days. You have to become anti-fragile. You got to thicken up your skin. We have to not be so soft. We have to be disciplined. You got to be willing to take the feedback. You got to do whatever it takes. You have to match the work ethic of those who have been great if you want to be great. Coach Deion Sanders is coming up.
Discipline provokes opportunity. If you're not disciplined, you're not going to get opportunities in that in which you want to get opportunities for. I'm old school. Our coaches shot it straight to us. They didn't pacify us. They didn't sugarcoat us. They just said what it was. In this new generation, we can't truly be like our coaches was because y'all can't handle it. Because y'all are a little softer. Y'all was raised a little different. Y'all was coddled a little more. In this day and age, you can't say certain things to certain people, to certain ethnicities, to certain social climates. You can't say certain things or you'll be scolded or you'll be blackballed or you'll be pretty much written off. Because once upon a time, A coach would look you in the eye and say, you know darn well you ain't going pro, and you sitting around here ain't doing no schoolwork. The only way you got the opportunity to make it in life is to get an education what could possibly get your career, not a job. We can't say that. Because if we said that, you're sensitive. Some of you might be in the record, or you're going to go tell somebody, and now we're going to catch hell in high water for telling you the darn truth. That's what bothers me. It's because some of y'all are in that situation, and you don't want to get an education what could give you an opportunity of a career, not a job, but a career. Now, the bad thing is, we know pro coaches, we know professional former players that had a career and they still broke because there was no discipline. Now, you guys are going down a slippery slope. It's already hard enough to make it into the next level from HBCUs, and we're trying to change the game, but your discipline is consistently keeping you back. We ain't gonna lie. We ain't gonna lie for you. Every week they come, they talk to me. I don't give them the information. I don't just hand it to them. But if they back me into the corner and say, how disciplined is he? We all right. That's all I can say, because I ain't gonna lie for you. Because if I lie for you, that could hurt him the possible next year. If I lie for you, that could hurt him next year. Because they're not gonna come back if I lie for you. If I lie for you, they're not gonna come back. They're gonna say, Coach Prime lied for that cat, man. He full of it. But I'm alarmed, man, and amazed at, we talked about investment. The only commodity that you have is yourself, and you're not investing in yourself to make it to the next level. I get the statistics, or not the statistics, I get the numbers of hours that you're watching film. I could go down there and tell you the number of hours, and you could say, oh, he ain't playing. You can tell when a guy ain't playing, because you'll see everybody at this number, then this guy that number, he ain't playing, and he don't care. How can he be a starter and only watching that much film? That means he's not invested in himself. He don't want to know the opponent, so he can dominate the opponent. And next thing you know, get an opportunity having good film, and somebody notices it. And next thing you know, he gets an opportunity to go to the next level. Y'all always talking about it, but your actions is who you are. You talk about you want to go to the next level, but your actions show me you don't. You're still stuck in the hood, man. You're still stuck in the trailer park. You're still stuck in the weeds. You're stuck on the cone. You're somewhat stuck in life. You say you want it, but you don't. And every time somebody interviewed me, they say, what's the toughest thing, Coach Brian? What's the toughest thing that you've encountered as a head coach? I say expectation, because I can't expect out of them what I would expect out of me. I had to learn that the hard way. Because if I expect out of y'all what I would expect out of me, I'm gonna be disappointed every darn day I come here. Y'all don't want it like that. You don't love it like that. You don't live it like that. But you say you do. So we're gonna have a relationship from now. Let's just be honest. If you don't want an education, just say it. And we won't expect nothing out of you. If you don't want to go pro, say it. And we won't expect you to work hard. Let's just be honest with each other. Because we got some coaches around here and some GAs around busting their butt to get you all to the next level because we thought that's what y'all wanted. On the field and off the field. Some of y'all are fathers. Some of y'all are fathers. Some of y'all are fathers. And some of y'all are perpetuating the same thing that you was raised by. You're supposed to make change in your family. You're supposed to be the change, the conduit of change for your family, for your generation. Are you doing that? Some of you got kids, man, and your kids, and you got kids. And that scares the heck out of me. Let's have a great day.
That was Coach Deion Sanders giving you some brutally honest talk about what it takes to be great. You can watch today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Deion Sanders Being Brutally Honest with His Football Team. I've got to tell you, our first three episodes this week are going to be about this topic. Being disciplined, putting in the work if you want to be great. All right, my friend, that is it for me. I will see you tomorrow with Dr. Eric Thomas, and then we got Dr. Dennis Kimbrough on the show on Wednesday. I'm out. Peace.